It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, March 25th. This is Jade, and today we're going to be remembering 1960s pop icon Scott Walker. But first, let's check in with some of today's music news headlines. Aspiring musicians, hold on to your old notebooks of lyrics and doodles. You never know what they might be worth in the future. Back in 1999, Lil Wayne kept a notebook full of lyrics, some of his thoughts. There were some very cute doodles that he was putting in there. And then at one point, he just left that notebook in a car that belonged to Cash Money Records. That car ended up at a dealership where someone who worked at the dealership saw it, recognized the handwriting and the lyrics, and thought, I'm going to keep this for myself. That notebook is now on sale with slight water damage for a sweet $250,000. And apparently this is a finder's keepers sort of situation. Lil Wayne has yet to come forward and say, maybe I want my notebook back. So all the money will go to whoever the current owner is. The documentary Leaving Neverland, a film that follows the story of two men who allege that they were sexually abused by Michael Jackson, continues to create waves. Recently, a number of radio stations announced that they were pulling Michael Jackson's music. The Simpsons pulled their episode featuring Jackson. And conversely, Madame Tussauds announced that they're going to be keeping their Jackson waxwork on display. And today, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced that they will not revoke Jackson's inductions or remove his memorabilia. A representative for the Rock Hall shared the following statement with Pitchfork. Michael Jackson was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Jackson 5 in 1997 and as a solo artist in 2001. As with all of our inductees, Jackson was recognized for musical excellence and talent, as well as having significant impact on rock and roll, and was elected by a diverse voting body of historians, fellow musicians, and music industry professionals. Original artifacts and memorabilia from many artists' lives and performances are on display in our exhibits. There is no plan for this to change. Also, Jackson's friends Diana Ross and Barbara Streisand are dealing with criticism after they've expressed their support for Jackson. Diana Ross tweeted that Jackson was, quote, a magnificent, incredible force for her and for others. And Barbara Streisand has had to clarify statements she made to the Evening Standard when she said that, in regards to Michael Jackson, quote, his sexual needs were his sexual needs, unquote, and seemed to be unsympathetic to the alleged victims of Jackson's sexual abuse. Yesterday, Streisand released a statement saying, quote, to be crystal clear, there is no situation or circumstance where it is okay for the innocence of children to be taken advantage of by anyone. She added, I am profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused by not choosing my words more carefully about Michael Jackson and his victims, because the words as printed do not reflect my true feelings. Today we're remembering Scott Walker, singer and songwriter, composer and record producer who came to fame as part of the Walker Brothers and has passed away at the age of 76. After his time in the mid-60s as the frontman for the pop music trio The Walker Brothers, whose members were all unrelated despite the group's name, he became an increasingly avant-garde solo musician with a unique voice, and several of his albums went to number one in the UK. He continued to release solo material in one way or another until his death. David Bowie was hugely inspired by Walker and was speechless when he received a birthday message from Walker in 1997.
Hi, David. This is Scott Walker. I'm coming to you via a very crappy old handheld tape machine, so I hope it's all right. I'm going to be a devil today and not ask you any questions. I'm certain that among the many messages, there'll be those about how you always embrace the new and how you freed so many artists. And this is, of course, true. Like everyone else, I'd like to thank you for all the years and especially for your generosity of spirit when it comes to other artists. I've been the beneficiary on more than one occasion, let me tell you. So have a wonderful birthday. And by the way, mine's the day after yours. So I'll have a drink to you on the other side of midnight. How's that?
Thanks. That's amazing. Oh, I see God in the window.
Many artists have expressed their admiration for Walker or listed him as an influence, especially in the wake of his passing. Thom Yorke of Radiohead tweeted, "So very sad to hear that Scott Walker has passed away. He was a huge influence on Radiohead and myself, showing me how I could use my voice and words. Met him once at Meltdown. Such a gentle outsider. He will be missed." Mark Allman of Soft Cell Instagrammed, "Absolutely saddened, shocked by the death of Scott Walker. He gave me so much inspiration, so much I owe him and modeled on him, even down to my early Soft Cell haircut and dark glasses. An absolute music genius, essential and intellectual, and a star right from the days of the Walker brothers. So many of his songs will go round in my head forever, and that voice. We lost Bowie, now we lost him. There is surely a crack in the universe. Thank you, Scott." Remembering Scott Walker and his influence with the Walker brothers and the song, "The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore."
Loneliness is a cloak you wear. A deep shade of blue is always there. The sun ain't
Last December, musicians gathered to remember their friend Scott Hutchison, the lead singer and songwriter for Frightened Rabbit. The live show at Brooklyn's Rough Trade was recorded and compiled into an album called Tiny Changes, a celebration of the songs of Scott Hutchison. The live album features Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard, Hold Steady's Craig Finn, Kevin Devine, and The National's Aaron Dessner, who covers The Woodpile with Julian Baker. The band wrote in a statement, "This night was not a night of mourning or a night of sadness, but a celebration of an extremely special person in the music he created. Scott inspired everyone who met him, heard his lyrics, or saw his art. We feel his loss every day, but we are all in this together, and we carry on, strengthened by the support of the people involved in this recording and those around the world who've been affected by Scott's passing." The singer's family set up the Scott Hutchison Fund to raise money for a mental health charity, which will launch this year.
Far from the electric floor, removed from the red meat market, I look for a fire door, an escape from the drums and barking, bereft of all social charm, struck down by the hand of fear. Fall into the corner's arms, same way that I've done for years. I'm trapped in a collapsing.
And that's today's music news. Listen to more of those songs remembering Scott Hutchison, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Anna Wegel. And if you like this podcast, jump behind the scenes with our Facebook group. Story updates, more news stories, video bloopers, and conversation with other music news heads. And thanks for listening. And check back in tomorrow for more music news.